Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Tes Vav, mitzvah 315. As we do the middle mitzvah of the five mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, we discussed already the mitzvahs Aseh to afflict oneself, the mitzvah of Inui. Yesterday we discussed the mitzvahs Aseh of Karban Musuf of Yom Kippur, and we also discussed, related to that, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and the Isser of Neilas Sandal we discussed a little bit. Today we discuss the Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur. Also related to this is the mitzvah that B'ez Hashem, in two mitzvahs from now, Shin Yud Zayin is the mitzvah Saseh. Today is the Lo Saseh, but just like every Yantif has an Aseh and a Lo Saseh with Malacha, so too today will be the Lo Saseh, and B'ez Hashem, in a couple of days we'll do the Aseh, and in between that, Shin Tes Zayin is the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur, which is unique in itself, and that the Torah never says it belush an Isser. Okay, but first let's focus on today. Says the Torah, reading the Pesukim again, that's one mitzvah, afflict yourselves. They graft him Yishem L'Hashem. Bring a carbon, Musa. That's mitzvah number two. V'chol malacha lo sasu be'etzam hayom hazeh. Any malacha don't do. That's today's mitzvah. Be'etzam hayom hazeh. But we'll get back to that lashon. Ki yom kippurin hu. L'chaper aleichem l'vnei Hashem alokeichem. Because it's Yom Kippur. Then the next pasuk is, ki kol nefesh asher lo su'ne. Any nefesh that does not afflict, and we count that as a separate issa daraisa, and then we have kol nefesh asher tasa kol malacha v'avati, also kol malacha lo sasu, the iser malacha. Okay, so today is the Isser Malacha of Yom Kippur. So lasu shum malacha b'yom kippurim v'hu yom asiri lachodesh tishrei. The 10th day of Tishrei shenemar be'asar lachodesh hashvi hazeh. On this day, v'ksib basrei v'chol malacha lo sa'asu be'etzem hayom hazeh. Ki yom kippurim hu lachaper aleichem. Even before we get into the actual mitzvah, what's that lashon of be'etzem hayom hazeh? That lashon is not so commonly used. There is a Rashi in Parshas Ha'azinu that discusses the various times when it says Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh in the Torah. Because there, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh Leimar, by Maftir in Ha'azinu. Hashem says to Moshe, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, Alei Al Har Ha'avrim Hazeh Har Nevo, go up to Har Nevo, Asher Beres Moal, Asher Al Pnei Yerecho, Ure'ei Yetzeres Kenan, take a look. Umus Bahar Asher Ato, Les Shama, Vehayasef Alamecha, you're going to die there. Kasher Meis Aaron Achicha, Bahar Ahar, like Aaron died in Har Ahar, Vehayasef Alamav. Al Asher Ma'altim Bi, because you violated, you did not sanctify me. Again, as Chazal say, every time Moshe's not being able to go into Eretz Yisrael is mentioned, the sin is mentioned as well. So we realize this was the only reason. This was everything else he was perfect in. But this was the only reason Hashem kept him to a certain standard. But Rashi there says, Bishlosha Mikomos, Ne'emar be'etzam hayom hazeh. There are three places where it says be'etzam hayom hazeh. Ne'emar bin Noach, be'etzam hayom hazeh ba Noach, on that very day. Be'etzam hayom hazeh ba Noach, Noach went into the Teva. B'maris Oer Shel Yom. And it also says be'etzam hayom hazeh by Mitzrayim. And it says be'etzam hayom hazeh here. What's the connection? Because by each one of them, Rashi says, Koni Chazal, Hashem is basically saying, oh yeah, try to stop me. That's what he's telling anybody. That's in the middle of the day. For first one here, Bar Noach, B'maris Oer Shel Yom, L'fishayu b'nei Dor Omrin, the people of his generation were saying, oh yeah, you're going to go to your teva? We're going to smash it down. We're going to break it down. You're not going to have a teva. You're not going to be saved. V'kach emanu margishin bo, ein anu manichin osol ikanis b'teva. V'lo od, el anu notlin kashilin b'kardumos. We're going to break his teva. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hareini machniso b'chatzi hayom. I'll send him in the middle of the day. V'kol mi sheyish b'yado l'mkoach l'mchos, yavo v'yemche, be my guest. Number one. Number two, Mitzrayim. Be'etzam hayom hazeh, Hosi Hashem. Okay, what happened at Chatzos? What happened at Be'etzam hayom hazeh? But the same lashon is used. Because again, the Mitzrayim, some of them were saying, we're not going to let them out. Most of them, I assume, were saying, get out of here. But we're not going to let them out. So the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, be my guest, try to stop me. And so too, here. Afkan. Bimi Saso Shel Moshe, no mar be'etzam hayom hazeh. Why? Lefi Shayu Yisrael Omrin Bekach Bekach Iman Amargishin. Well, if we feel that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, ain't on a manichin or so. Adam Shol Tziyat Sisanim Mitzrayim. Vekaru Lano Asayam. Mahor Lano Asaman. The Higas Lano Asaslav. The Hel Lano Asabeir. The Nazal Lano Asatorah. Moshe Rabbeinu did all these things. Ain't on a manichin or so. Forget it, God. We're not letting you take him. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Harini Machniso Bechatzi Hayom. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu again says, I will do it, and we'll see whose word lasts. So that's Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. Interestingly, that Rashi does not quote this Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. Maybe this one is not talking about a certain event that took place, but it's also the same lashon used. Maybe one could suggest another pshat of a connection between all these three Beis HaMikdash Hazeh, which also includes Yom Kippur. And that is, all three of these Beis HaMikdash Hazeh represent transitionary periods. A transition time in history. Noach, pre and post Noach, was a totally different world. The Mabul. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael were being born. Beis HaMikdash Hazeh. Moshe, the Bnei Yisrael with Moshe and after Moshe. It's a transition. It's a different world. Maybe, Api Drush, every Yom Kippur is a transition. Pre and post Yom Kippur, we're not the same people. It's a different world, pre and post Yom Kippur. That's the Beis HaMikdash Hazeh, also here, relating to those Beis HaMikdash Hazeh. Okay, just a suggestion. We continue though now. Umilas, again, this passage. V'chol malacha lo sasu, don't do malacha, Beis HaMikdash Hazeh. Umilas kihu, what is kihu? Nesinas tam lebeto malacha. You can't do malacha because it's Yom Kippur. Okay, kasafi lamala. As I mentioned before, v'gam kolin yemitzvah zuk shab tipsa'enu. I already wrote this before. V'lechtav lecha tosefes, b'davar she'il atzach. I'm not going to write it again. Take it from what I wrote there. Okay, what are we going to be talking about here? So first of all, in Os Al, the Minchas Chinuch discusses that there is an Isser Malacha here on Yom Kippur. Are there any differences between the Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur and the Isser Malacha on Shabbos? The Rambam and the Chinuch do not mention any differences. Meaning, even though Yom Kippur is a Yontif, but it's like Shabbos in that the two Malachos, the main two Malachas that are Mutter on Yontif, but are Asar on Shabbos, are also Asar on Yom Kippur. Number one, any type of food preparation. All of that is Asar on Yom Kippur like it is on Shabbos. But the bigger Chiddush is the issue of Eruv V'Hotza'ah, of carrying out without an Eruv. So we paskin, like the Rambam, like the Chinuch, that there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also, when it's not allowed to carry without an Eruv, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says right at the beginning. Klol Shodavar, Ein Vein Shabbos, Yom Kippurim, Elosh Ezez Dono Skila. The only difference is the punishment. Yom Kippur is Kares, and Shabbos is Skila. V'hinei HaMitzvah Shel Achila V'Shasiyah, BRT, I explained that. Ulin Yasias Malacha, Dasar Rabba Machaber, Kadasar Rambam, Yom Kippur, and Vishabbos, Shavin, Bechol, Devrayim, they are equal, there is no difference. But there is a question that the Achronim do deal with. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Beis. And he quotes this from the Turei Evin. The Turei Evin, the Shagas Arya Sefer on Megillah, discusses Chakru im Yeshchilik Malachas, Yom Kippur, and Kamo Vishabbos. On Shabbos, if I do five different Malachos, that's five different Averis. And if I did that by accident, I have to bring five chatos. It's five different Averis. That's chiluk malachas. On Yontif, if I do five malachas on Yontif, then it's all one Avera. There's no chiluk malachas on Yontif. But what about on Yom Kippur? That's his Shaila. So, suggested to Re'evin, it depends on your source in Hilchas Shabbos. He says, Ubaturi Evan, right in the middle of Os Beis, he says, Zetalui, Iyafinan Bishabas Chilik Malachas, Mehavara Delachalag Yatzah. Do I learn out Chilik Malachas? That every Malachak stands on its own. From the fact that the Torah goes out of its way and says, don't light a fire on Shabbos. Lo Savar Eish Bechol Moshe Losechem. We discussed this way back at the end of Sefer Shmos. Pashas Vayakel. The Israel of Savar Eish, why does the Torah go out of its way to mention one of the Malachas explicitly, even though the others are just included in Los Azakal Malacha? So one opinion is Lachalak Yasas, to teach me that each and every Malacha stands on its own. If that's the source, that shouldn't apply to Yom Kippur, because that's a Shabbos source. It's not a Yom Kippur source, it's specifically Shabbos Malachas. Im kein dafka gabi Shabbos, the goli crow, b'yom ha-kippurim, ein chalik Malachas. Aval, says the Turei Evin, if you're learning that from a pasuk which describes Maisa Averos, that it depends on Chayvi Krisus, and therefore it would apply to Yom Kippur. So the Turei Evin says that the Chiluk Malachas issue would be totally on what makar you hold of. Once we're in the Minchas Chinuch here, let's just go to another suggestion that he has. He says it's Derech Agav, but if he mentions it here, so we'll mention it here as well, and then we'll get back to specifically Yom Kippur. In Os Hay, says the Minchas Chinuch, the Agav, the Akimina. Once I'm here, let me let you know what I am suggesting. And that is, we know, whenever one violates an Isser, that if they would do it for sure, Vadai, they would have to bring a Karban Chatas, and if they would be amazed, they have to bring a Chiv Kares, meaning like Isser Malacha Yom Kippur, and Isser Chil Shabbos, any Avera, we know. If you did it by, if one did it in a Suffolk way, then they bechayev an Ashram Talui. Ashram Talui. You have to bring a carbon Ashram Talui, which we discussed in the past. Whenever you do an Aveira, that if you do it for sure, you're Chayav Achatos. If you do it Pesafik, you're Chayav Ashram Talui. And he says on line 3 in Osei, Ach Be'inon, we paskin sheyehe ikva isura. We paskin, but the Chayav Ashram Talui, though, the Isser has to be somewhat established. What does that mean? We paskin, if there's one piece of meat, you're not sure if it's kosher or not, then you ate it, you're not Chayav Ashram Talui there. Because it might not be Isser at all. If you have two pieces of meat, one was kosher, one was not kosher, and you ate, and you're not sure which one you ate, that's where you're chayav anashim tali. Because that's called ikva isura. The isra has been established in this case, and you would be chayav in anashim tali. So there, the minchas chinuch has the following suffix. What happens, again, this is a classic minchas chinuch question, what if a 12-year-old, or even a 13-year-old, but he's not vadai agadol yet, not vadai agadol, he eats vadai, a treif piece of meat. This child, who's 13 years old, but you're not sure if he brought physical maturity yet, shtei sairos, so ask the minchas chinuch, do you think he would be chayav in ashram talui? If he, let's say, did malacha, if a 13-year-old did malacha on Yom Kippur. So there's a suffix about what his status is. Is he a gadol or a katan? So it says in Minchas Chinuch, would I say that's also Chayav Anashim Tali? He's 12 years old. He won't have to bring it until he's 13. But do you compare that to a case of, if there are two pieces of meat, I ate one of them, there's Ikva Isura, and there's a Suffolk. So too maybe by a Katan, if there's a Katan slash Gadol, someone on the border. So is that the same type of Suffolk that could create Ashim Tali? That's his fascinating question that he asks. If katan kazeshu balach al shnosav v'avisafik gadol v'yachol chay levadai after v'avisafik aveira v'yesh l'chay v'chatos, he can't bring a chatos, he did the aveira for sure, but he's only a safik gavra. So do you say this is the same issue if you have a safik maisa to bring an ashram talui? Would you say the same thing about a safik gavra? That's an interesting question in Oshei relating to ashram talui and all of these isurei malachas. Okay, let's get back to specifically Yom Kippur. The Minchas Chinuch, relating back to what he mentioned in the first piece of Yom Kippur, he also talks about the Isser Malacha there. And that is, if you look in Os Tezayin, in Shin Yud Gimel Os Tezayin, turning back a page, he quotes that there is a concept of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. It's a mitzvah d'araisa, to add on to Yom Kippur. The Minchas Chinuch quotes in Os Tezayin, there are various shitas. Most Rishonim hold, there's a mitzvah to add on to Shabbos and to Yom Kippur. Both. Some Rishonim hold, only Yeshitas, only Yom Kippur. Only Yom Kippur. Right? Not Shabbos. Who says that? The Rambam. The Rambam never mentions Tosefes Shabbos. That's one of the mysteries. That's what the language of the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes Tosefes Shabbos, which we hold up, he says Yesh Omrim. The Bir Halacha there says, because the Rambam doesn't quote it, so he wants to give him kavod, so he says Yesh Omrim. He doesn't want to just quote it, even though 99% of other Rishonim hold of Tosefes Shabbos. It's a mystery why the Rambam does not quote the concept of Tosefes Shabbos in Hilchos Shabbos. The only place that the Rambam quotes it is in Hilchos Yom Kippur regarding Inui, regarding stopping to eat and to drink on Erev Yom Kippur early. That's where the Rambam quotes it. He doesn't even quote it regarding Malacha. Tosefes Yom Kippur regarding, even within Yom Kippur, he only quotes it partly. So that's a tzarachian on the Rambam. Why does he leave out Shabbos totally? Why does he leave out Malacha on Yom Kippur? But either way, this is clear. It's a clear-cut halacha that we hold of, and that is an isser of Tosefes Yontif when it comes to any Yontif, including Yom Kippur. And there is an isser Tosefes even for the Malacha of Yom Kippur. Big Shaila in the Achronim, how do you look at Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif and Tosefes Yom Kippur? And the question is formulated based on, it all starts with the Marshal and the Taz. They have beautiful formulations discussing sitting in a sukkah on Leil Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz. We know the halacha is that a person, clearly the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, a big mystery why some don't hold of this, but the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch all quote that if somebody sits in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, one must sit in a sukkah and just not make a bracha. Sit in the sukkah, you just don't make a bracha because it's not sukkah, we have to sit in there. Mesav yasminan, biruche lo mavarchinan. That's what the Gemara says in sukkah, and the Rambam quotes it, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and everybody quotes it. The machlokas between the Taz and the Marshal is, could you make early Shmini Atzeres? Can you make early Shmini Atzeres? You make early Shabbos, can you make early Shmini Atzeres? So, says the Marshal, no. You cannot. It's not sukkah yet. I mean, it's not Shmini Atzeres yet, and you're still masupik what to do. And the Taz quotes the Marshal and says, "In Tafrei Samaches," and says, "I don't understand. You made Tosefes Yatif, so it's Yatif. You daven Shmini Atzeres, it's Shmini Atzeres now. I don't understand. And he says, I don't think, we're machmir l'maisa for the marshal, but the Taz says, nowhere in Shas does it say you have to wait. Nowhere. So why wouldn't you be able to make it early? You make Shabbos early. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So the way that it is explained by the Achronim is, when we say this Tosefes, we start Shabbos early. We add on, let's say, right, 18 minutes, whatever, we're Makabel Shabbos. Does it mean that it's Mamish Shabbos and it's Mamish Yatif? We have started the Halachic day early? The calendar starts early? We have the power to do that? Or no? Really, it's not Shabbos. It's not Yatif. I accept it upon myself, and it's a Malacha. It's like a neder. But that's all it is. It's a much more limited view. So that's the machlokas, how, as is explained between the Taz and the Marshal. If it started early, that's the Taz. The Taz says you're allowed to, you could create the calendaric day earlier. Masha'enkin, according to the Marshal, it is much more limited. Not the other nafkamina, flushitasam. If you make early Shabbos, do you have to make sure to eat a kezayis of bread when it's Shabbos? Machlokas, Taz and the Marshal. Quoted in the Taz in Reis Tzadik Aleph, the Marshal says, V'li nira, says the Taz. Kivan to Tosefes Michol al-Kodesh u'Doraisa. Al-Korachav Yatsa Shapir, afilu gemar kodem alayla. What's the difference? Yes, there's certain halachos that require vaday layla, like kriyashma. Nobody's going to say that you can say kriyashma while it's still light outside. That needs vaday layla. But that's not a din in Shabbos. It's a din in layla. But if it's something that's a din in Shabbos, l'chora, it should be mutter to do it earlier. It's a fascinating tshuva of the Netziv. The Netziv in the Meshav Davar, in the Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Gimel. Erev Yantif. A woman lights candles, and after she lights candles, in the time of Tosefes, Rachman al-Aslan, she finds out, this is the Shiloh brought to the Nesiv, she finds out that she lost her relative. Her father died, her mother died. So what happens? She took off her shoes and she sat Shiva for 5 minutes. And then she got up and it was Yantif. They came to the Nesiv and said, Nesiv, and asked, did she do the right thing? And B, does it count? There's a count that she has Shiva, and we know Yantif breaks Shiva, so no more Shiva. She sat for 5 minutes. If she would have found that 5 minutes before candle lighting, sat Shiva, boom, Shiva's over. But she already lit candles. So the Netziv says, without giving an answer, he says, well, it depends how you look at Tosefes. If you look at Tosefes Yantif as Mamish is Yantif already, then what she did was wrong, and it didn't count, because it's a Yantif for her already. There's no Shiva anymore. It's already Yantif. She has to start Shiva after Yantif. Masha'en Kain, if you say that no, it's just a Nihug, so then, says the Netziv in the Meshav Davar, then I'm not sure whether I would have told her to sit, but once she sat, it does count for Shiva, and she does not have to sit Shiva afterwards. Okay, so this is all a couple of issues relating to Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif. Again, some fascinating issues. Again, a mystery why the Rambam does not count it. Do you have to be Mekabel et B'dibur? V'chulu. There is interesting ha'ar of the Menachas Chinuch, once we're here, looking Os Yud Zayin, says the Menachas Chinuch, V'nir Lani Yifiyan Es Deti Pashat. It appears to me, what happens, ask the Menachas Chinuch, if somebody becomes a gadol on Yom Kippur, Im Echa Noah B'Yom Kippurim, his birthday is Yom Kippur birthday, right, we know fasting always puts women into labor, so his birthday is on Yom Kippur. So says the Menachas Chinuch, Im Kain, Kishimagia, Lushlosh Ezra Shana Nasa Bar Mitzvah, Betchilas Lo Yom Kippur, V'chayev L'Zadus Bina Torah. Mikol Makom, Potter L'Zadus HaTosefes. I don't think, says the Menachas Chinuch, that this child, whose birthday is on Yom Kippur, is Chayev in Tosefes Yom Kippur. For Malacha, which is today's mitzvah, or for eating and drinking. Because, until the day, it's not the day. And he's not 13 yet. So I don't think he's Chayev in the Tosefes Erev Yom Kippur. Ki ohu od yom below nishlo mashal shes reishonim. If ki eno chayev Tosefes lefonav. But I'm not sure in the Tosefes after Yom Kippur. Do we say that if somebody couldn't add on before Yom Kippur, he's also not mechuyiv in the Tosefes after Yom Kippur, or do you say they're separate ideas? If ki b'yom ha-kippurim eno mechuyiv l'sanas b'da Torah, ki eno nasa b'shal shes reishon ad alayla. So, I'm not sure. But then he says, if a boy becomes bar mitzvah on Motzah Yom Kippur, is he chayiv at least in Tosefes? If you're going to tell me the boy on Yom Kippur is not chayiv in the Tosefes before Yom Kippur, so what about if the boy becomes 13 the day after Yom Kippur? So maybe he is mechuyiv because Tosefes is afterwards. So these are all his shailas, fascinating questions that he asked in order to flesh out the issues of Tosefes, and you have him chalik even, he doesn't mention this, but according to the Rambam seems to have a different idea of Tosefes for Isser Malacha and for the Mitzvah of Inui. He only quotes it regarding Isser Malacha, not the Mitzvah of Inui. Either way, these are very important shilas relating to Tosefes. Just one final hara related to this, that's the Meshech Chachma right here. The Meshech Chachma, and again, just the diuk is amazing. The Meshech Chachma says, if you look in every one of the Yomim Tovim that we have had before, for example, Rosh Hashanah, Da'abel b'nei Yisrael le'mar, Ve'da'a Rosh Hashanah Moshe le'mar, Da'abel b'nei Yisrael le'mar, dot. Right, that was the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. If you look back at Pesach, Ve'ei le'mar de Hashem Ekorei Kodesh, V'chulu, we find, Ve'da'a Rosh Hashanah Moshe le'mar, Da'abel b'nei Yisrael le'mar, by the Omer. And by Darashem Moshe Limar, Dabrel by Yisrael by Shabbos, right? Look, continue by Sukkos. By Darashem Moshe Limar, Dabrel by Yisrael Limar by Chamisha Sayom Bechulu. Only by Yom Kippur do we have a Darashem Moshe Limar. That's it. There's no next phrase of Daber Obene Yisrael. Why not? It's the only one that doesn't have that extra phrase, Daber Obene Yisrael. Says the Meshech Chachma. You know why I think? Because Moshe was not supposed to tell Bnei Yisrael this parsha. Because they knew it all already from earlier, from Achremos. It already says Inui there. The only Chiddush here is Kares. Kares, you don't have to tell them. Because Kares, that's in the hands of God. Already know it's Aser. V'itachein, de be'emet mitzvahs tainus yom kippurim v'isar asiyas malacha, haloksim v'vashas Achremos. Rekhnes chadish po Kares, v'zemas ul v'shamayim. Right? V'char amur, v'rekei v'na lokan, de Kares lo b'yas hara. Aye, and he continues, you want to tell me there's a chiddush here of the carbon musaf? No, you already knew that. Ishel Hashem. You want to tell me that it is to teach me, this is what's important for us, the mitzvah of Tosefes, because Tosefes, will learn that from these psukim here. The drasha of starting from the ninth, that's Tosefes. He says, maybe that's where the Rambam got it from. Maybe the Rambam got it, not counting it, because here, it doesn't say Dabrel ben Yisrael. What do you mean? And he quotes a Gemara in Beitza, where the Gemara says that sometimes if people are eating all the way, it's Beitza Davlamin. Here it says Beitza Yuzayin, I'm an Aleph, but it's a Gemara later on in Beitza. But the Gemara says there are certain women that used to eat all the way up until Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says there, Mutiv Shei Shogun Valyum is eaten. Just forget it. Says the Meshech Chachma, where did that come from? Maybe it came from here, because it doesn't say Dabrel ben Yisrael. That's the illusion. So therefore Moshe didn't tell them because there was nothing new to tell them, and even the one new item, it was better for them not to know because people can't control themselves sometimes with the Tosefes. So that's what he says, Lahoro Shemutav Shlomer Lahem Kedesh Yushogigim Bazeh. Amazing Ha'ara of the Meshech Chachma that it doesn't say Dabrel Bnei Yisrael Lemar here. Okay, we'll stop here, but we'll continue next time with the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur, whether all Moni and Mitzvahs count that, and we have to get into Pikuach Nefesh, which we didn't get into yet, and the Isser of Chatzi Shir, other issues that are going to come up, Ez Hashem, in the next Mitzvah. Okay, but this takes care of 3:15.